This is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. Taylor Steele says, a spicy sound may soon mix with the Illinois Prairie sound her Effingham-based band is known for. Folk, blues, rock, and country are all part of the gumbo that is currently Taylor Steele and the Love Preachers. Ahead of their Bloomington appearance on Thursday night, Steele tells WGLT that a recent trip to New Orleans has her thinking about that city's music and how it could mix with the Love Preachers.
We've already talked about it even before I went. I really love Cajun music, and our drummer Kyle is really into, like, he went to school in New York for like Afro-Cuban percussion and Cajun percussion and all that, so he's really into that. I could see it dipping into our influences.
Well, let's dive right into the debut album. It's called Searching. You put it out last year. I want to play a little bit of the opening track. It's called Jeremiah.
Jeremiah was an angel. He led me with his fingertips.
Jeremiah comes from a lot of like Appalachian folk influence. I was probably 13 when I wrote that song.
No kidding. Wow, okay.
And I listened to Gillian Welch a lot at the time. I think that's when I first started listening to her. And I've always loved old folk music anyway. I've always really gravitated towards roots, traditional music.
Who's Jeremiah?
He doesn't exist. He's a spirit. Like when I wrote it, I think of like someone being led down to a river or the ocean. Like, it's about death, really. It's about dying and like what you might experience in kind of a mystical way.
The song is Jeremiah. The album is Searching, Taylor Steele and the Love Preachers. Well, you're living in Effingham now. I understand you grew up in Collinsville, or at least lived in Collinsville for a while?
Yeah, I grew up in Collinsville. I lived with my mom. My parents have been divorced since I was little, so I ended up moving in with my dad in Greenville, and that's where I went to high school. So I've kind of inched east on 70 my whole life, and I've ended up in Effingham.
What I hear in your music is a lot of what I imagine Southern Illinois to kind of feel like. There's a lot of space in the music, but it's also very melodic, and there's so many different influences going on, from country to blues to Appalachian and folk,
yeah.
And there's so many different influences. When I think of Southern Illinois, that's how I think of it.
I love that. We've been described as capturing the sound of the Midwest one other time before, and it kind of amazed me that first time too. So hearing it again, it allows me to be introspective too and get a different perspective on experiencing my own music, I guess.
Sometimes here in Central Illinois or Northern Illinois, Chicago, there's not an understanding that Southern Illinois has a very strong music scene. And,
I know.
and it has had one historically. Could you talk a little bit about the scene itself?
I started playing in Effingham when I was still in high school. I lived in Greenville, and I would come to Effingham for an open mic every Wednesday. And I ended up meeting Bill Poslakwa, and he has put on Moccasin Creek Festival. He put me on the bill to play. I played my first Moccasin Creek when I was 18. I was able to start, you know, being an artist at a festival. Like, I learned so much being a part of this. In Effingham, I found this, like, community and this music scene and listeners, people that would come and volunteer at the festival and would become, you know, best friends with artists, and we'd all support each other. And even Southern Illinois, like Carbondale, like there's so many talented musicians down there too that I've been lucky enough to get to know and play music with. My bass player, Garrett, he has started Summer Sundown Music Festival, which is in September. And it's like a sister festival to Moccasin Creek. It's a local music festival. It's really supposed to highlight how much talent is in central Southern Illinois.
So let's go to another song on the album, which is called Searching. I want to play Birch.
Yes, it's about passion. find it in the trees.
Speaking of gumbo, I hear a combination of like country and Memphis soul in this song.
Yeah, that song didn't really become soulful until I brought it up to the band. I think some of that has to do with, in the 2 years that we've been a band, I've really been able to kind of find my voice more and just, one, become a better singer, but I kind of think of myself as a soul singer now. Birch started out as, when I wrote it just on my guitar, you know, by playing it by myself, I thought of it as like this pretty, like folk country waltz. And then we brought it with the band and having keys on it and really kind of arranging it more, it's become this really powerful song.
Well, Lost Girl Blues is another song in the album I'd like to ask you about. This one has that kind of a country blues feel to it. Let's play just a little bit of this.
How is it going?
The way that it starts out with just me and the keyboard and then comes in, and it's kind of like a country shuffle and it moves along.
Is this about you or is this about someone else?
This is about me.
This 100%. One is about you, okay.
It's kind of a vulnerable song, really. Lost Girl Blues, I wrote that song around the same time that I wrote Was I Wrong? And at the time, I was living in Greenville still. Lost Girl Blues is a good example of me expressing the thoughts that I haven't been able to say out loud or put into words and express it to myself. It was like me scooping out, being true to myself, being honest with myself, and then putting it out in a song so that I could like come to terms, you know.
My feelings show, and I love to imagine two hard all at once, and
I almost kind of think of that song as like a 60s, like maybe folk rock. Sometimes I think of like a woman like dancing around with like flowers in a meadow or something and like getting in touch with her true, you know, her womanhood, or getting in touch with herself or something, you know.
Wish I hadn't been so blind.
Taylor Steele, thank you so much for your time. This is a wonderful release. It's called Searching. Congratulations on that and continued good luck to you.
Thank you so much, John. Thanks for having me.